if you're thinking of becoming a builder, you're going to have to take a leap of faith in yourself to actually back yourself in and go start a business and have people work for you. You work for people, handle money, know building codes. At the end of the day, when you're a builder, the buck stops with you. Doesn't matter whether it's money, building something, having trades on site, be responsible for work being carried out. The buck always stops with the builder. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what part of the industry you're in, the buck stops with you.
Growing a successful trades business isn't about you being the best on the tools. It's about how you profit, plan, prepare, and prosper so you can create a business that supports you and your family. Welcome to Profit First for Tradies. I am your host, Katie Crismali-Marshall, and this is the podcast for tradies who are ready to transform their business from a cash-eating monster to a money-making machine. Let's dive in. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Profit First for Tradies podcast. Today, I have a special guest who is a client of mine, along with his brother, in their business, which are builders. And they have started a new venture, which is going to help the building industry change from where it is today and take it to the next level. So thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Katie. It's nice to be here having a chat. It's always nice.
No worries at all. So tell me a little bit about how you got into the building game initially, how you got into the business, and then what got you to here.
Yeah, so I've officially been in the building industry for half my life now, which is crazy to say, but I think building's in my blood. I've got, two uncles who were builders, the cousin who's a builder, has a commercial license anyway. Mine and Darren's dad was in, had a concreting business for many years. So I think we were always, interested in building along the way. Probably wasn't, I suppose, set in concrete, so to speak, for myself until later in the piece. I not that I didn't enjoy school, I did sort of enjoy the social parts. And when I applied myself, I went pretty well. But I think I'd started year 12 and I was flipping up between a vet or a builder. But instead, now I live on a farm, love my animals, but I definitely am very passionate about the building industry, and I think having a young family, I'm definitely in a space in my life where I'm just looking to, be the best version of myself I can be, and that sort of transpires right throughout my business, and which led me to, with a group of, great guys, like-minded people, bring about Build Insight. So, we just kind of feel like the building industry hasn't been in a good place for a long time. It's probably been more brought to light with the media, if you want to listen to it, with where things are at. And unfortunately, we probably see a lot of people who are builders have been trades. Where you come in, Katie. We've definitely run a business for 13 years and, we've done pretty well for ourselves, but we've definitely not accountants, and we probably feel that we wanted some better systems and structure set up in place. When we had our first conversation with you, we just felt like this is what's been missing for a long time in our business.
And I think that's a key piece. There's so many builders out there who are doing okay and think that's as good as it's going to be. And there's so many opportunities for each of them to do a little bit better, and that all comes down to education. So whether it's working with me and learning about Profit First or learning about other areas of their business, it's the key is just having that there has to be something better. Like, we have to be doing, like, how can we make this better? Everybody that I work with has a family, and kids are time consuming and we can't be great parents and great business owners unless we try and set up systems and processes to make it easier to run our business. I wouldn't say that my parenting is great all the time, and I'm probably, others can probably say the same thing, but I do know that my parenting and my family life improved drastically once my financials were under control when I started Profit First 8+ years ago in my first business. So tell me a little bit about the business. You said it was doing okay. What made you reach out to me? What was going on that you just kind of thought, actually, we can do better here?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as we've said, no difference to our parenting. We really like just keep doing the best we possibly can. And each day we want to get better and better. It's, we've run a, back and builders for 13 years, nearly this year. And we, I suppose like everybody, we got through some tough times, early days, setting the business up. We've sort of had difficult clients over the years where we've learned some lessons and you lose some money. More so post-COVID, we definitely wanted to make sure that we were making some really invested decisions in the next few years of our business. We got to a point pre-COVID years, probably 2019, 2018, where we ran a bigger business. COVID hit, we sort of, I think we had about $2 million worth of construction walk out because of the scary, unsure times. So we had some times over that period where we should have been busier, but that actually made our business kind of, level out a little bit when it came to the amount of people and projects we had working for us, which we still maintained, a really great culture, had a really, had amazing clients. One client in particular with a, major renovation extension project, which actually tied us through probably the most difficult year most people in construction faced. From there, we took some steps to, do some more business coaching, really just kind of dive head first in to make sure that we could improve in any little way we possibly could. And I really feel like we have done that really well. We've been able to grow our business again. We've just put on another two carpenters in the last couple of weeks. We've got a great pre-construction process that we've got working our pipeline through to 2026 now, which is, a couple of years ago when we've gone from losing construction valued at $2 million overnight almost with COVID to now, early parts of 2024, and we know we've got projects still lined up for another 2 years. So, we've got some great things in place, but as I said, I like definitely enjoy money. That's why we're in business. It's all about money and shoring up our futures and our kids' futures, and leaving a business behind that if one of our kids down the track wants to take it over, then fantastic. If not, we want to make sure that we can do some things to set our kids up. Let's face it, if we're not going to be able to help our kids in the next generation, then who is? We definitely wanted to look at some processes in place to see, all right, how can we start investing properly and not just in our kids, but ourselves right now too, to get more education on things and set procedures up in our business to make sure that we don't have to go home at night and worry about when's that tax bill going to be paid, or is that money there for the BAS? There's a real flow-on effect, I think, with people's well-being and financial pressures.
And I think you touched on a good point there is, unfortunately, money makes the world go round. Whether we like it or not, money gives us choice and opportunities for us, our family, but also for our communities. Because if we are running financial businesses, we are hiring team members, we are putting back into the communities and so on and so forth. And that's something I see sometimes people, particularly in the trade space, I always joke, I'm like, if you're a barbecue and all your self-employed mates are, hanging around having a chat and you're talking about work, everybody has cash flow problems. Everybody is struggling to get team members. Everybody, it's tough, it's this, it's all of those things. And it absolutely is, but it can be different if you, like you have done, put your hand up and went, actually, we want to do something different. Like, how do we do that? And the key, which I always talk about, is education. The only way we can change and make a difference and make an impact is that if we educate ourselves to learn more, know more, be more, do more, be better people. And I think where people get tripped up is that money piece. It's like, oh, we can't be in it for the money, or, we don't want to be if we're too profitable, then, people will frown on us, down on us, and all those types of things. But I think, like you mentioned, having a really clear goal, we want to run a financially solid business so we can have a great life now, but also for our future, for ourselves and our kids. And I think, and this is, I'll ask you this question. When you want to set your kids up financially, is the outcome so they don't have to do anything and they can just like, you know, bank a dad, thanks very much? Or is it that you want to be able to teach them, support them, educate them in whatever endeavors that they so choose in the future?
No, so for starters, Katie, I've got four daughters, so I've got to pay for four weddings potentially down the track, which is going to be a pricey exercise. But no, I've come from a blue collar family. Darren and myself have role models as parents who are amazing people. They've worked really hard over their lives. They're in their 60s and 70s now, and you know, they're able to have that financial freedom. They've been able to, you know, help us. I don't mind helping out, pay for kids' swimming lessons and things like that. But I more so want to be able to be there to help them if they need. If they want to get a business off the ground, or they want to go and buy a property, and who's to say what, you know, things are going to be like in another 20 years. So definitely don't want to be that person that's going to give kids handouts and not learn, you know, integral lessons of hard work and dedication, you know, blood, sweat and tears type of thing that we all go through to get success. But I think, you know, I mean, we could open Pandora's box there, but I know for myself, like, regardless of what business you're in, I think builders and trades have you know, builders in particular, without talking the trades specifically, we might have, I think we're one of the hardest industries for people to really get a gauge on where they're at, unless you've got proper systems and processes set up. Because, I mean, you might have an invoice claimed on the 30th of June, and come the, you know, 1st of July, that money's gone because you've had to pay out all of your trades, materials, taxes, the whole works. So I think our trade, more so than ever, like, if you're not actually don't have a business background, which a lot of trades don't, we find ourselves needing to actually sit down with an accountant, with your bookkeeper, people like yourself that have some great alignment into how you can run a great business, and your finances can take care of themselves a lot better. So, I mean, that's a big driving factor for us, is just with what we're doing with Build Inside. It's not just a matter of showing how we can swing hammers or, you know, do a cool wrap detail or something, but just to raise that awareness for people to see, how's a business run successfully, and how can you take those steps towards getting there? And I mean, for us, even after we've been trading for 13 years, we're still looking to outsource and bring people in to actually help us run things better. And it's never going to be perfect. Nothing is. So from our side of things, all of these little things add up. And for me, I always reflect at the end of the day to say, all right, well, what sort of lessons can I teach my kids down the track? So, you know, these all tie in to bigger lessons for my kids, where later on down the track, hopefully I have a lot more knowledge than I have in my first 13 years to be able to help out.
And I think that's so important, isn't it? Like, that's one of the reasons I hear all the time is, you know, I've worked hard for my money, you know, they need to work hard for theirs too, and so on. But I think we can balance it between handing over money that we've worked hard for to them, and also teaching them the value of money and hard work and all of those types of things. I also had self-employed parents, you know, spent many a school holiday, and they had a coffee shop, many a school holiday at their coffee shop, washing dishes and cleaning tables and doing all that fun stuff. And I think it certainly gives you a different perspective in life in general. Being the kid of self-employed parents, it sucked at times. Like, it was horrible because they worked really hard, really long hours. But now as an adult, there's so many lessons that we learned that we wouldn't have learned had our parents not been self-employed. And I think, you know, part of that reward, not only to ourselves, but also to our kids, is to continue to, you know, invest in our own education so that we can make it better. And I find with builders, like, you guys have lots of moving parts. You've got multiple trades and, you know, multiple jobs going and so on. And everybody, you know, the builder's always the one making all the money, everyone thinks. But in fact, you've got so many moving parts. And if you don't have the systems and processes in place, as you say, it's easy for payment to come in one day and be gone tomorrow, and then you're struggling and stressed after that. So tell me a little bit about Build Inside. Where did it come from? What's the idea behind it? And what are we, what can we keep an eye out on in the future?
What do we have in store? Yeah, well, we've just had a full day of podcast recording. So that's just another platform we're bringing out. But look, in a nutshell, we're in an era of, I guess, the new generation are very entwined with social media. You know, I'll put my hand up and say I am as well. It's been some great tools with building, though, like the network of people and the community in particular who were involved more than Instagram. I'll put some, you know, tips and tricks out, message other builders, other trades, talk about the ins and outs, maybe offer some advice. It's been a good space. I think it probably blossomed more in the past few years. Each state had their own things going on with COVID lockdowns. I spent half of that in Melbourne still. So I'd still sort of probably had the phone a little bit more. So you kind of start like almost networking and socializing through it. Made some great connections through that. We've basically had six of us, Darren, myself, got Anthony from Outlier, who's designer of the group, got Sean down in Tassie, Haven Homes, I've got Luke Callery in Adelaide, and Dave from EcoWise Homes in Central Victoria. And we're all passionate people about building better, but not just building better with healthy homes, high-performance homes. We really want to sort of leave a bit of a mark and help the industry in places such as this, whether it's a business. Maybe people are looking to get a fresh start with getting out there and actually becoming a builder or a tradie. But yeah, realistically trying to showcase everything that a builder really needs to do, which is quite a lot, to be honest. As an industry that we definitely do a lot, have a lot more hats that we need to wear compared to some others. So that's been a big driving factor for us. You know, it started off the last couple of months with Instagram. Podcasts is literally episode one's out today as we're recording this. On top of that, we're going to have a really interactive website where people can get a lot of resources and yeah, a lot more to come. We've got a lot of conversations happening at the moment, so stay tuned, I guess, Katie.
And so tell me a bit about, like, how did the idea come about? Was we just all sitting around chatting one day? Like, what, when was that seed first planted?
Yeah, probably last year through 2023, Anthony, as the designer, does quite a few projects with Backman Builders and has done so as well with Dave from EcoWise. And we were really passionate about sort of doing a bit more YouTubing, sort of recording our builds, showcasing, you know, different ins and outs and tips and tricks. You know, I suppose it comes down to a marketing sense for us, but at the end of the day, we're quite passionate about it. So, everything was going really well. We all enjoy that side of it. We decided that, you know, might be great to put it together and come together as a collaboration of our ideas. And here we are. Build Inside was formed, late last year and been sort of rolling things out slowly the last couple of months.
And collaboration, I think, is a really important word. And typically, if we go back even 5 years in the trades building industry, you'd have some collaboration between some mates, but it wasn't really something that was done very often, I think. And I think that's what has caused so many issues within the space. Yet nowadays, and with things like Build Insight, like collaborating with other builders, other people in the industry to bring together what you're doing is really just showing others that it isn't competition, it's collaboration, even if you're both builders or you're both whatever trade. And I think the more of that we see, the more the trade space and the building space will be like, oh, actually, I can have a conversation with him about how he's doing something and not feel like I'm going to go steal his clients or something. And just to see that change, like I've worked with tradies for, I think it's 13 years actually, come 1st of July. And I've definitely seen that shift. And it's so great to see. My in-laws also had a building company. I always joke, if you look at my family tree, every male is in the trade space in some way, shape or form. And that shift, I think, you know, I think about my retired in-laws, their business would have looked very different had they had the collaboration that we have the opportunity to have today. And I think we almost have a responsibility to make sure that we keep doing things like this, keep letting others know that it can be different. It doesn't have to be hard. Of course, it's not perfect and easy all the time, but to always be listening to podcasts, looking at YouTube, reaching out to different people and, you know, following them on Instagram and those sorts of things to just get a sense of that there is another, you know, there is another option and we're not just stuck in where we are and it isn't all doom and gloom. So that's why I was super excited when you were telling me about this in one of our Profit First sessions and wanted to have you on here on my podcast. The more we collaborate, the more we are able to change the industry, the more we are able to make our lives better, change our children's lives, change our communities, and so on. And I think it's just, you know, well, I never thought I would have a podcast. I have never been one to want to stand up in front of people. But over time, when I realized the key to change is education, I was like, oh, actually, then I need to do this. And the more, you know, there'd be people listening to this and watching your, listening to your podcast as well, be like, oh, I could never do that. Like, oh, I could never do that thing. It's like your clients love seeing you build stuff, seeing the progress, seeing all of that. It doesn't have to be perfect and polished and pretty. You just have to collaborate, reach out, get the message out, and also that educates your clients so they have a little bit of a better idea of what goes into some of the things that, some of the processes that your clients go through.
Yes, even the clients, like the client, well, no matter, you know, what they're doing, are going to have to take a leap of faith to appoint their builder. If you're thinking of becoming a builder, you're going to have to take a leap of faith in yourself to actually back yourself in and go start a business and have people work for you. You work for people, handle money, know building codes. At the end of the day, when you're a builder, the buck stops with you. Doesn't matter whether it's money, building something, having trades on site, be responsible for work being carried out. The buck always stops with the builder. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what part of the industry you're in, the buck stops with you. And if you can't, I know for me, if I had nothing to do with the building industry and I was going to go and build a house, I would much rather be working with a builder that's going to openly be talking to other people in the industry. They're going to be actively out there telling people what they're doing, because that would have to give some sort of trust that, okay, well, hang on, they're being open. They're going to, if they can talk about this on a podcast or they can do this as an Instagram story or something like that, it all makes a massive difference. You know, I think for us with what we're trying to do with Build Insight, if we can just help one person with one conversation or display something that might help them achieve a better result on a build or not make mistakes in their well-being and, you know, neglect themselves and take the crap out on their loved ones, and then all of a sudden, you know, your life's in turmoil and I think if you don't have a rounded lifestyle and you're running a business, eventually something's going to give, and usually it's going to be your family or yourself. You know, you'll always probably push because you've got, you know, an obligation to build a house for somebody, but realistically, everybody can suffer. And it's unfortunate because we're through some hard times in the building industry, but I just don't think it has to be as hard as it is. We've networked with a lot of people Australia-wide in the building industry. And I think there's some amazing people doing some awesome things. I think, though, a lot of it comes down to confidence, is just, like I said, take that leap of faith, get past the hard part. You know, you put the work in and it's going to get easier.
And as you said, if you can just help one person, even if that's all you ever help, which obviously there's going to be far more than that, but that one person still has family, friends and so on that they would pass information on to. So effectively that one person has a ripple effect. And it's something that, and I'm sure you'll notice this too when your podcast is live and so on, I could say something that is so simple and feels very basic to me, and I will get emails and messages from people going, oh my gosh, that one little thing you said just like changed my whole perspective on something. And now I've been able to like ask my accountant better questions, or, you know, do this or that or whatever else. And that just comes from us just being willing and open to talk about the ups and downs, the good and the bad. Like anyone, my first business, which was my bookkeeping business, which I still have, I come about profit first because it sucked. I, as I said, self-employed parents, was never going to work for myself. And then I did. So then I promised myself I wouldn't be like everybody else. And then guess what it was? And then that's when I went searching and found profit first. And had I not done that, had I just gone with the flow and just went, oh, this is how it is, like I wouldn't have had the opportunity to fix that business and then also get to do what I do now with my profit first coaching clients. And I think for anyone listening on my podcast or your podcast who's in the building space who thinks, oh, I've got nothing to say, or, you know, nothing important to say, you would be surprised. You have so much more knowledge than you realize. And you just need to make sure that we're communicating that to the industry, your colleagues, your friends, your family, because it, just that one person that you do change could make such a difference.
Massive difference. And we all get into like business for, you know, most of the time for flexibility and a lifestyle that, let's be honest, like you probably can't get if you work, you know, 9 to 5. You know, and this is not just a builder's thing, this is like any industry. But it's a lot harder than that because you've got to put a lot more hours in there and not seen. And, you know, unless you've got the right things set up, then are you getting paid for that? Or, you know, you're valuing your time, you know, correctly. And I know for myself with, you know, 4 young kids, I probably used to feel guilty a little bit when I started wanting to like be at a school drop off or go to a sports thing and it clashed with work. Be like, oh, hang on, I'm doing this, but I'm not there. The guys are on site, or the team's doing this and I'm stepping away. But, you know, the reality is behind the scenes, people don't see me, you know, before the birds are up in the morning doing things, and late at night and weekends might not socialize as much at certain times because I'm, yeah, head down, ass up, working away and making things happen. But, yeah, I think that all comes down to how you want to run a business and setting these things up properly. And I know, like, just having these conversations with you and Profit First, like, I think we ended up setting up like 11 bank accounts or something like that, just so we could go, okay, how do we really want to customize how we want to run every single job, and how's that going to look? You know, and I mean, for us, as you know, Katie, I don't handle all that all the time because I've got our bookkeeper, Cherie, that we've got there. We've got a great accountant with Sean, and you got to have a team around you. You can't just do it all by yourself. And I think that's where we really were encouraged with the conversations with you a while ago, and being on board has been, a fantastic experience.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Profit First for Tradies. If you want more, head over to profitfirstfortradies.com.au for the show notes and the links to today's free resources. And if you'd like to learn how to become a permanently profitable tradie and eliminate your cash flow problems, join us in the Profit First for Tradies Facebook group, where I share tips, resources, and trainings so you can save time, save money, and save your sanity. You can learn more over at profitfirstfortradies.com.au. Catch you next time on the Profit First for Tradies podcast.